Hello again, it's Paul Geegan bringing you news, results and trivia from the world of Gaelic sports. This is recorded, of course, so thanks to Bruce and Angela for getting this on the show this Mother's Day 2023. Also, a big hello to Kathleen and Dan, who are taking a well-deserved break. When you have kept the show on the road for 27 years, a few weekends off would be expected now and again. And Dan and Kathleen, hopefully you're able to tune in out on the open seas and listen to the show today. Well, in Gaelic sports locally, the Detroit Wolftones are getting ready for the season ahead and are starting their training for 2023. Next weekend, when I call in, I'll give you the date and times of their upcoming games and even training, if anybody would like to go out and watch them train and so on. Also, the Detroit Youth Gaelic Sports Program, that's the Detroit Harps, have finalized their dates for the upcoming season. It will start on June 5th, and I'll also give details next weekend on that. Of course, you can also go on Detroit Harps Facebook page or DetroitHarps.com website and get information there. For parents, grandparents listening, this is a fantastic opportunity to introduce young children to a fun game and a strong family-based sport. Kids, it's very, it's not a pressurized situation. You bring them out. Players will show them with the different rules, make it easy going for them. And I can personally attest to this is a great game and a great sport to get involved in. I started playing at 10 years of age, and 50 years later, I can say I'm still as enthused about the game as ever. Ireland, of course, the All-Ireland Championship is going on both in hurling and in football. And in hurling, the games are being played every Saturday and Sunday among the elite teams. Here is a clip between Clare and Waterford from yesterday. It's a goal from Clare, a game which Clare won. But just a couple of minutes of highlights.
Going after him is Tony Kelly. Oh, what a bit of defensive skill that is from the two-time hurler of the year. Fantastic from Tony Kelly. He shows all he's got at both ends of the field. 2-on-2 inside. And the Waterford full-back line are in big trouble here. Goal chance for Clare. Expertly taken. What a brilliant goal that was. Galvin with 1-1 to his name now. Waterford were outnumbered, but it all goes all the way back to the application and work ethic of Tony Kelly.
Incredible to take that turnover from the work rate of Tony Kelly chasing back the field to that goal up by Ian Galvin. It is exactly what Waterford's defensive system...
Again, that was commentary from RTE TV from yesterday, the hurling game between Clare and Waterford. It turns out that defeat of Waterford ends their championship hopes for 2023. Here we are, it's only the second week in May, and the Waterford season is already over. Unfortunately, this is what happens with the split season. Typically, for 100 years, the All-Ireland finals were played in September, and the big games would happen in May, June, July and August. Because we have the split season and the All-Ireland finals are being brought forward to July, we have the big games happening at this time, and teams exit the championship, it would appear, much too early. For Clare, however, the summer ahead looks very exciting. 2 weeks ago, they beat the All-Ireland champions Limerick. Limerick had not lost a game since 2019. So Clare beat them 2 weeks ago, and Clare, I think, have a chance to, a great opportunity to put it up to all those great hurling counties around them and make 2023 a year to remember. In the All-Ireland Football Championship, that's also in full swing. And as well as the All-Ireland Championship, the Tailteann Cup, that's the cup for the weaker teams, that's also being played. So in the Connacht Championship last week, Galway beat Sligo to win the Connacht Championship. Kerry beat Clare to win the Munster Championship. And a few hours ago, before this show, the Leinster Championship was being played between Dublin and Louth, and the Ulster Championship between Derry and Armagh. Because we recorded, I actually don't know the results at this point on those games. For anybody who likes to maybe follow the GAA, hurling and football, they can go to the Hogan Stand website, and lots of great stories and news and so on and highlights on that website. That's the Hogan Stand. Like to watch the games live from Ireland or watch them recorded, you can go to GAA Go, and for a small fee you can do on a pay-per-view basis. Also, to listen on a Saturday or Sunday, you can listen on RTE Radio, Radio 1. Very, very good coverage of all sports, especially Gaelic football or Gaelic sports. And we can't go on without mentioning the big, big game yesterday, at least a big, big game for the Sligo. That was in the All-Ireland Under-20 Football Championship. For the first time, Sligo reached the All-Ireland underage final. And it was played against Clare, unfortunately, for Sligo. It was heartbreak, as they were unable to win their first ever All-Ireland final. But what a journey for these players. What a journey for all the supporters who travelled up to Cavan yesterday. And undoubtedly, these young men will be playing in big senior games in the years ahead. Well, it's Mother's Day, of course, and big shout out to all the mums out there who have, of course, the most important job in the world. I don't have a Mother's Day song, but instead, a love song for all seasons. Actually, it's called True Love Knows No Season, and it's by Planxty. And Planxty and Christy Moore, any opportunity we get to listen to Planxty, we have to do it. So that's it for this week. We'll be back again next week, and thank you for listening.
Billy Gray rode into Gansery way back in 83, and there he first met but a young Sarah McLean. The wild rose of morning, the pale flower of dawning, heralded springtime in Billy's life that day. Sarah, she could not see the daylight of reality in her young eyes. Billy bore not a flaw, no another chosen one. He was a hired gun. He was wanted in Kansas City by the law. Till one day a tall man came riding from the badlands that lie to the north of New Mexico. He was overheard to say he was looking for Billy Gray, a dangerous man and a wanted outlaw. The new came creeping to Billy, fast sleeping there in the Clarendon Bar and Hotel. He ran to the old church that lies on the outskirts. He was thinking he might hide in the old steeple bell. But a rifle ball came flying face down. He lay dying there in the dust of the road to where he lay. Sarah ran to him, she was cursing the lawman. Poor girl knew no reason why Billy had been killed. First met Billy some 40 years ago. But the wild rose of morning has faded with the dawning of each day of sorrow. The long years have grown, and written on the stone where the dusty winds have long blown, in words to a passing world say, true love knows no season, no rhyme, nor no reason. Justice is cold as the Granger County clay. True love knows no season, no rhyme, nor no reason. Justice is cold as the Granger County clay.